This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
And we have now Georgia Huestis, which we just learned how to say her last name, so we mangled it in the beginning. But Georgia Huestis is with us. She's the producer of the Affordable Art Fair, which is coming up at the Royal Exhibition Building the 5th of September to the 8th of September. But Georgia, at the beginning of our interviews, we like to talk to our guests about how they got started or, you know, jumped into the position that they have now. So let us talk to us about how you got involved in the arts.
Yeah, so I guess I was always a bit of an art lover as a kid. Mum was an art teacher.
Oh, really?
And then I did a creative arts degree. Managed sort of a few, worked in galleries in Melbourne and Deutscher & Hack at the auction house. And then I moved to London. So I was in London for about 6 years and in New York managing galleries over there.
Wow. How did you land a job like that?
Oh, I sort
an Australian, you know, like, you know, going to England? Did they accept you? Or?
Well, I was lucky in that I had an introduction to an Australian gallerist in London.
Yeah.
And I sort of had an introduction, but she said, oh, I don't have a job. And I said, oh, can I work for you just for 2 weeks and see if you want me at the end of the 2 weeks? And she said, oh, okay, well, you do have a big smile, okay. And then, yeah, I stayed for 5 years. So,
wow.
In the same gallery,
right. Yeah.
And what sort of art was it?
Well, we showed a lot of Australian Aboriginal art.
Oh, okay.
So that was a nice connection with the artists that I'd been working with in Melbourne. And then artists from all around the world, really, because we did a lot of art fairs and sort of collected our favourite artists as we travelled around.
Okay. And then you came back to Melbourne?
Yeah, I came back to Melbourne about a year ago.
Did you go to New York first?
Well, we had a gallery in New York, so I was able to sort of cross the pond.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a bit of a lucky one.
Intercontinental art
Very,
dealing.
Yeah.
Very fancy.
So why did you come back to Australia?
So I was approached by the Affordable Art Fair.
Okay.
And they wanted to launch in Melbourne. And having done all of those fairs overseas, I thought, oh, I'd love to be...
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect opportunity to be back in my home city.
Right.
Wow.
So who are the Affordable Art Fair people? Who are they?
So it started by one guy, Will Ramsey,
okay.
20 years ago. And he was actually in the army and he left there and thought, why can't I buy a painting when I walk into a gallery? Because do I not look right? Am I not dressed the right way? Why am I approached in a different way than I feel like I should be?
What way was he being approached?
Well, no one was talking to him. He didn't know how to buy a work, so he sort of saw the price.
Is that the snobbiness of a gallery?
I think so, and I think you're looking at Cork Street in the middle of London and it's quite posh and you just it's an intimidating feeling.
And you know, like... There's a problem there because, you know, like a lot of gallery, and you would know it being in the trade, and I've felt it at times too, where you sometimes walk into a gallery and you do feel that, and then they complain that times are tough and they wonder why.
Yeah, so it's that sort of anti, you know, you don't want that icy reception, you don't want to feel scared about asking a question, and how are you meant to know why the artist has painted something, or it's just, about being approachable.
Yep. Okay.
So he decided, well, hang on, what can I do about it? And he got together a whole lot of galleries in Battersea Park, and it was an art fair that he created, so people could come in, they could bring their dog, and they could all talk. And I think it was actually the galleries just having a great time, but then everyone saw how much fun it was and kept coming.
Right.
And what do you think is the fundamental difference, apart from the more casual nature, of course, of, like, you know, being able to bring your dog or, you know, dress however you want and not feel like you're going to be judged? Is there also, like, a fundamental difference in the administration? Like, prices are very prominent.
Yeah.
There's an understanding, like, it's more explained. How does...
I think our gallerists, they know everyone's sort of there with the collective feeling of we're here to answer whatever question is thrown at us. Everyone has to have really clear price labels. Everything's between $100 and $12,000. So it can be something to aspire to. It can be something that's more affordable, but you aren't sort of scared to ask a question. And if you don't know about framing an artwork, you just ask.
Mm.
Interesting.
Now, Melbourne had the art fair here at the
exhibition building.
So, and it was I can remember when it was announced that it wasn't going to be around anymore. A lot of people went, "Oh, really?"
Yeah.
You know, like, and but it was also at that time when a lot of the galleries were finding it tough, and that's another reason why it didn't happen anymore. So it's great. It's back there, the Royal yep, Exhibition Building, and you're like, and it's, as you said, it's affordable art. So tell us what can people expect when they go.
Yeah, so we'll have 50 galleries. So it's that easy thing. A lot of the galleries aren't near each other anymore. So you can go in one day and see 50 galleries under one roof.
Yep.
Not only do we have local galleries, we have international galleries. So you have galleries from South Korea, Santa Barbara, Thailand, South Korea. It's a real melting pot in the one area. So you've got your galleries that you can see, you've got special projects, so you've got Melbourne artists given the opportunity to build a sort of an enormous sculpture in the middle of the Royal Exhibition Buildings, and then it's a kids' day out as well. So you've got free activities for kids like drawing or shredding paper.
And shredding paper. And it's also a great opportunity to see what the latest trends are, because with and art in particular, it's because... You know, like the decor in you know, like office buildings where a lot of art goes up, or our houses now, which is a lot of houses are like a gallery, and you've got to keep abreast of it in a way, don't you, as an artist?
Yeah, and often people have similar tastes, but often people have very different tastes. So it's nice to be able to find that gallery that you love, so you can walk around and think, that's not for me, and then stumble upon a gallery where you just love everything, and you might not have found them otherwise.
Yep.
So in the spirit of this, I'm going to ask some really dumb questions.
Oh, please do.
So it's only galleries, artists can't represent themselves there.
So it's predominantly a gallery-run fair. Okay. But as the gallery model does change these days and rent becomes expensive and galleries are changing, we've allowed a certain number, so there are a handful of artist collectives.
Artist collectives.
A minimum of 3 artists working together, almost working to then, with the end point of creating a gallery in the end. So a number of our galleries, especially in Hong Kong, have been created by artists, and now they've sort of, their focus shifts and it's sort of helping them build a different career.
Mm.
And then my next dumb question is...
No dumb questions.
Galleries exclusively represent artists?
Mm-hmm.
So an artist is aligned to a gallery, much like, you know, directors used to be to film houses back in the day.
Exactly.
So that's how they can bring their stables of artists to the public. And I guess the artists that have, you know, I'm sure most artists have ranges of prices of work, but they'd be curating the works that they have from their artists in that price point. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do have some galleries. There might be a handful of galleries that will represent similar artists, but one gallery might show etchings by that artist and one might show oil paintings. Okay. But those galleries all work together. And we've got galleries coming from Sydney and Queensland, and they might show those artists in their own different states and have kind of a different comfort in showing different mediums.
Yep. Now, you said it's between $100 and...
$12,000.
Is that just the what you go to the galleries and say, well, it has to be between this because it's called the affordable exhibition? So, and that's the only brief they really have?
Well, they apply with their, but, you know, typically the applications that come in are fantastic and we want to support the gallery. The galleries know best what they can sell.
Sure.
And we're not too prescriptive like that. There's a real range. They apply with the different artworks, and there's just such a range when you get to the fair.
Okay, so name some of the galleries that are there.
Yeah, so we've Melbourne galleries. It's great for the galleries who are a bit of a non-traditional model as well. You've got Tassett Galleries. So Keith and Tim have had the gallery for 19 years, and they have sort of 4 exhibitions showing at once. They're incredible. They're in Collingwood, so they'll be showing from prints to oil paintings. A nice survey. Then you've got someone like Blue Thumb. So Blue Thumb are the largest online gallery in Australia. 2 brothers from Adelaide who started that gallery.
Yep.
And then you've got Fox Galleries around the corner. So quite a few Collingwood galleries who choose to come just down the road, but to meet a whole lot of new people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And isn't it a bit of a mecca over there in Collingwood?
Yeah, we're very lucky.
That since you've been back.
Yeah, there's such a hub around there and you can kind of
Well, there's the Collingwood Arts Precinct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's interesting when you watch sort of how the gallery scene can move around a city as well.
Yeah. And what about from Sydney? Who's coming?
Yeah, we've got Project Gallery 90. So she's fabulous. That's an artist-run gallery on Oxford Street.
Right.
She'll be reading Peter Berner, Simon Palmer, so three of them. So that's an example of an artist collective. But then she does have different shows throughout the year.
Yep.
And then you've got Cooey Gallery, who show Aboriginal artists. So Miri's a young curator. She'll be bringing about five different artists across as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And when's it on? When does it start?
So we open this Thursday night.
Right.
So we've got our opening party, and then we'll be open Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right. And it's just at the Royal Exhibition Building.
Royal Exhibition Building.
Which side do you enter? Because they're doing some renovations.
Question. So they have clad the dome, which was a bit of a surprise for us, but we're working around that. So it's the Nicholson Street entrance, so closest to Gertrude Street.
Right. Okay. So because it's such a big building that you can get a little bit lost and think, is something happening or not?
Yeah, so you can actually, we recently found out that we're not taking the entire building, we're sort of three quarters of the building.
Sure.
So it's more of a boutique fair.
Yep.
You're not going to get, they call it fatigue, where you just get a bit tired, you don't know where to go back to, so you can always revisit the galleries after a first scope.
Right, and is it on ground?
On the ground floor.
Just ground floor.
Yeah, right. So we've got a young artist from Kyabram actually, Naomi Nichols. She's created this enormous vinyl, so as you enter the Nicholson Street entrance, it will look like a bucket of paint has just spilt all along the entrance of the parquetry floor. But it does peel off after.
I'm sure they would make sure it does.
And what about, how can people find out more information about the fair?
Yeah, so they can just head to our website. It's our global website, so www.affordableartfair.com.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you so much.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.